If you know the lectionary usually has four pieces that are options for each week of the, each Sunday of the year. And on busy times around Christmas, you might have 8, 12, 16 different choices. So lots of choices. Here is one that was not, that I didn't include, and I don't believe I've ever read in church, but this is from Isaiah 66, beginning with verse 10. You can look it up later if you'd like. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and balanced on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass. And it shall be known that the power of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How many of you, that's the first time you've ever heard that? It isn't something we've heard often. It's not read often. It's not included often. But here is a delightful, nourishing passage. And in speaking about Jerusalem, God is speaking about Isaiah's hearing God speak to the nation Israel. And God is hearing Isaiah is hearing God speak to us, all Christians, all who come to follow him. Amen? As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. You shall be comforted. Gosh, with our prayer concerns today, it certainly fits, doesn't it? And what a beautiful image. Mom comforting children. Was your mother your primary comforter? I for my home, it was. My dad was... seemed like he was always working, which is normal. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. So maybe that's the rule. I don't know if that's still true today. In this day and age, it seems like mom and dad both have to work just to make ends meet. But we come and we gather, and as I looked at the news, and I was standing outside on the 4th of July. How many of you noticed any fireworks on the 4th? I went out, and I live near Utah Park, and it was noisy till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and it started again last night. So a noisy time and a noisy place, and I thought to myself, all of this noise going on and all of these flashes, and I'm thinking of people in regions torn by war right now, and these are not images that would be beautiful and comforting to them. And I had to rethink that, and I had to rethink about gun violence. And as I saw the news, the number of places where there were gatherings and young people, it's young, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are using guns. And there was a police chief, I'm going to go off on a sideline here just for a second, but a police chief somewhere, I didn't see where it was. But he said, folks, he said, it's not our job, the police's job, to raise your children. You need to take some responsibility here. So mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, all of us, let's just be aware. Amen? What about this nation, America? I would like to be the chosen one of God. I'd like to think that our nation is the one chosen by God that is comforted at God's bosom. And I believe that we have the potential to be that very best. And I hope and I pray and I think we're working in that direction. And it dawned on me as we were walking in this morning. I was walking with Nalu and I leaned over to him and I said, were you born in the U.S. or in Tonga? And he said they were living in Tonga at the time. You know, his dad, Eddie, and I've forgotten your mother's name again. It just never fails. We'll get to that at another time. But Nalu is, and Paya are such fluent English speakers that my guess was always that you had been born here. And I knew that Eddie has served churches here and in Hawaii. And I actually kind of thought that Eddie was probably born in the United States as well. But what an interesting surprise and what a delightful blessing. Do you have dual citizenship or do you know? Interesting, interesting. Fun stuff. Lots of diversity. I am a Heinz 57. You remember Heinz 57, the steak sauce that has 57 varieties of different things in it? I'm Heinz 57, English, Irish, Scottish, poor, North European, German on my father's side. How many of you know your German days of the week? Montag, Dunstag, Mittwoch, Donnerstag, Freitag, Samstag, Sonntag. Those are the days of the week. So I'm your man Friday. So I don't know anything about, and I don't speak any German, and in fact, it was not allowed in the household, I guess, when my dad was growing up, though his Großmama and Großpapa were from the old country. What a loss to lose that language and that ability. But we are a gathering of God's people that are all from different places, and I'd love to hear from some of the places that you're from and some of your histories and heritage and your background. Are there any natives of the United States, Native Americans, full-blooded Native American? One in the back, yeah, maybe not. Since I know you were born here in Aurora, I don't think so, but that's another story. We are a nation, a blended nation, and that's a beautiful thing. I am proud of the diversity of this church. Paul Kottke and I used to shake our head and say, of all the churches in the mountain sky area, we are probably the most diverse right here in Aurora and possibly right here in this congregation. So yay for us, amen? Hey. Did God want monolithic peoples? I believe God created that diversity, and I think we're blessed with that diversity. I have gotten a little off track here. Did you notice that? Come on. Come on. So this is the birthday of our nation and celebrations. We didn't, Melissa. We forgot to do birthday cake on the 4th of July. It's the nation's. We forgot a birthday cake. We'll get one on Monday. We'll let you know how it goes. We'll have to be about that. Is our nation perfect? No, it is not. And I don't believe that any will ever be, because at the point in time when humanity reaches that state of perfection, then we will indeed be in the kingdom of God, and this journey upon the earth will be no more. It will be the second coming. But we are moving on to perfection. Good to hear it. Good to hear it. Some of us have more growing to do than others. Jesus sent out the disciples, and it's an intriguing passage. If you are a student of the Gospels, the four Gospels, let's name the four Gospels. We don't do that often enough. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Kids, do you all remember them? Listen to them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The four Gospels, all right. And each of those artists wrote and reflected things. And Jesus sent out, and according to Mark and Luke, sent out the apostles. But here in Luke, he sends out 72. Don't know why, whether there was other meaning. People have conjectured, we don't have to know. But he sent them out into the world, and it was delightful. They didn't have to do any packing. No sandals, no purse, Depend upon the hospitalities of others. Go out into the world and go out and find people. And don't get busy chatting with people on the road. Get where you're going and get with those people. But he said something intriguing. Beware, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Do you like the sound of that? How many of you are ready to go out amongst the wolves as lambs? Put on your lamb suit and go out in the midst of wolves. And yet, here we are. And if you enter a house and you offer your peace to a person and they are filled with that peace and return it to you, then so be it. And if they don't, it returns to you. But you still say peace upon this house. Remember that story a minute ago about that guy that was judging others because of license plate tags? I don't remember his name. If a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Go out there without baggage, without expectations. And don't go out there trying to keep score about whether or not you've converted them. Offer your peace. If I am at peace, I want to share that, and that's all. How people respond to that, that's up to God. And if we are not welcomed, and sometimes that happens, don't judge. Just let it go. Leave it up to God. God is the perfect judge. We don't know their history. We don't know what they have experienced, what they have heard, felt, how they have anxieties, how they have guilt. Do you remember in Luke 9, this is just a verse before what we read today, they come to a village of Samaritans, and the Samaritans do not welcome Jesus. James and John saw it, and they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down and from heaven and consume them? King James Version. Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy humans' lives, but to save them. And they went on to another village. Wipe the dust off, let it be, put it behind you. Don't carry it around you with you in resentment. Don't be about judging and holding on to a anger or resentment. Just go on. Go in peace and offer peace. So this is... this America, I do love this country. I wore a star and stripes tie, stars and stripe pie. What do you think? Hey, man, huh? It's interesting that I have to wear it inside the robe on today, but I got to show it off, so I'm good. I believe my daughter Sarah got this for me. I'm not 100% sure. Ties come, and in the closet where it's dark, I think they have multiplied. In the darkness there, it's kind of a funny thing in my house. But this country, and I do love this nation, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially those of the family of faith. That's what Nalu read this morning, Paul's letter to the Galatians. This is a pretty good wish and prayer for our nation. Amen? Amen. Amen.